across the Isle of Wight and across the world. This is Vectis Radio.
Right, we've got Raphael is still with us, and we've now got Caroline. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning.
Now, you are from the Island branch of the National Farmers Union.
Yeah, I'm the National Farmers Union County Chairman for the farmers on the Isle of Wight, so I represent the farmers of the island nationally in the National Farmers Union.
Okay, so what we've asked you to come in here to talk about today is British, or preferably local, but British produced food. So what's good at the moment currently, or what's going on at the moment?
Well, you've already mentioned the Ryde Farmers Market, and yes, we also obviously have the Newport Farmers Market. So if you want to actually go and buy directly from a producer and get exactly what's happening on their farms at the moment onto your shelves or into your fridge, then those are the places to go to pick up the local produce. All the people there that make the honey or the bread, and have the meat and the tomatoes, they are all local producers. You're not going to get more directly linked to the producer than those people.
Okay.
And whatever they've got on their shelves is exactly what is seasonal right now.
Okay, so and the money goes straight into their pockets to help them run the farm?
Absolutely. It's part of their diversification. They're trying to increase the value they get for their own produce rather than selling it through a supermarket or a alternative shop, farm shop or a butcher.
But in reality, most of us shop in supermarkets.
Yeah, we do. And I mean, it's massively convenient. I try and spread my shopping. I do a bit in farm shops and local butchers, but I do shop in supermarkets because you need all your other bits and pieces that you need sometimes.
Yes.
And although I do tend to buy my meat locally, sometimes I do go and look at the meat on the shelves and I kind of think to myself, if I was just a normal person without a massive amount of knowledge, how would I know what to choose? What would be the best thing I could choose? And my top tip would be to buy British. And the best way to find out you're buying British is to look for the little red tractor logo.
And I've seen that. It's been around a couple of years, hasn't it?
It's been around for a lot longer than that, actually. It's been around since the mid-90s.
It was really?
I know this because I used to audit for it. That was my first sort of...
Just shows how quickly the years go past.
I know. And it's been developed and slightly rebranded over the years. But it is the industry's own developed system, which is audited, which says that we grow or produce our produce to a specified legal standard, the highest sort of standards we have in the world, really.
Okay.
You're not going to find meat produced to a higher welfare standard, or your eggs or your milk or your vegetables grow more safely than you are if you buy with a red tractor logo and buy British.
Okay, so that's definitely British. There's nothing else in there other than British farmers, British produce. And by British, we mean England, Scotland and Wales.
And Northern Ireland.
And Northern Ireland, okay.
And Southern Ireland have a different set of rules. You know, they don't run by those rules and they have a different system. They're a massive importer into our country. And
yes,
one of our main competitors in the meat industry.
Yes, I know. A certain certain burger chain says it's either British or Irish beef in their burgers, which I find slightly irritating, but that's just a personal thing.
You won't be nearly as irritated as the farmers that are producing the beef. I think New Zealand Lamb's another massive competitor to us. And it's amazing how world markets affect us, for example, with the downturn or the slowing down of the economy in China.
Yes.
Which are obviously on the doorstep of somewhere like New Zealand. So New Zealand had upped their production for this massive increase in what they would call middle class meat eating people, and suddenly China slowed down a little bit, so there's a massive amount of meat in New Zealand which is now coming to Britain. With Russia, everything closing down, going into Russia, there's a massive amount of Polish produce, for example, which would normally go to Russia. So produce, I'm talking perishables like potatoes and vegetables and such, like, rather than going to Russia, is now coming into Europe and Britain, and we've got all this competition. Strong pound is not good for us exporting. So at the moment, we're fighting a lot of different trade problems in our industry.
Okay, well, I mean, the answer to that then is to look for the red tractor logo and buy British. And Maggie from Freshwater has just come through and said Welsh lamb is lovely.
Yeah,
I'm sure
absolutely.
It is.
Delicious, yeah. And British meat is all brilliant. And there's so many different prices of cuts and different ways of cooking things. You know, look for the things that fit your budget and how you want to cook them.
And I think one of the things we could do more, whether you're in a supermarket or not, is go and actually ask the butcher.
Yeah, definitely.
About the best way of cooking this or what sort of cut you need for the dish you're trying to make, because they know what they're talking about.
Absolutely, and you can buy something and you can bulk it out of lots of vegetables if you don't want to have everybody have loads of meat, and you can bulk things out, and stews are amazing. So, and let's face it, this is hot weather and slow cookers, and we've got our seasonal root vegetables. You know, carrots are still British, parsnips and Swedes and turnips all going in the same pot, and great. End of the day at work, it's ready and waiting for you.
Ah, yes, it is. My wife makes great use of a slow cooker at home, and it's better for the... No, not better. It is useful for the poorer cuts of meat, if I can call it that way, so they can cook longer.
Well, some of the cuts of meat need longer to cook, and they're often the ones that are more economical to buy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the only snag we have, because we work from home, is we can smell it cooking for most of the day.
Yeah, my dog suffers like that really badly.
So, it's the red tractor logo we're looking for. At the moment, if we're looking at vegetables, we're looking at the seasonal vegetables rather than imported tomatoes and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are still some British tomatoes on the shelves, you know.
Really?
Because I don't know,
wow.
If you go over the Downs and look down towards Arrowton, you will see a pink glow. And that is sort of determination of the suppliers to supply to the produce, the customers. We all want to buy British. We all really would love to buy British all year, but obviously our climate doesn't let us. So the suppliers try more and more to increase the amount of time they're supplying British, and that is by one means that we are still producing British tomatoes all year.
Right,
in
yeah,
a smaller
and that's,
volume.
That's locally on the Isle of Wight as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know there are massive greenhouses down there.
Huge,
aren't
there? Yes.
Yes, they show that you can see them for miles if you go across the
yeah.
Downs. Yes, you can. So, Raphael, what sort of food do you like to eat?
Well, I don't want to say like cheeseburgers and stuff because
we were talking about. Of course you do, because you're 16.
Well, cheeseburgers, good old British cheese, British beef in the burgers, you know, British flour in the bread. It's not all a bad story, but it won't do you any good.
Yeah, you should never eat.
No, you can eat them sometimes, but not every day.
As they say, all right, as
everything
part of a balanced
moderation.
Diet. Yes.
Mm. Don't forget the chips that go with them, British potatoes.
Yeah. Now, that's a question for you. Do we know that McDonald's, for example, or Burger King use British potatoes?
No, I do know that. I'll tell you something else. They come off the Isle of Wight.
Do they?
Yes, because McCain's supplying McDonald's, and McCain's have got their first customers, their first suppliers of the year are farmers who are on the Isle of Wight supplying potatoes for McCain's, who also supply McDonald's. So those massive long chips you get in McCain's, and everyone goes, how can this be a chip? It's a foot long, you know, yeah. I'm exaggerating, but it's 5 or 6 inches long or whatever. That is how long those potatoes grow. They're freakishly long, thin potatoes, and they're developed for the McDonald's chip market.
And they're grown here.
And they make great baked potatoes, and I steal them at the field sometimes.
Oh, right. Oh, when you're off air, we'll find out where that field is. Because I'm liking the sound of this
currently
already.
Underwater, waiting to be planted. But
yeah,
yes.
I'm sure farmers are having a hard time. I do feel for farmers, and I'm not just trying to curry favour here. Harvest time, they're at 3 o'clock in the morning with a combine driving around the fields. Do you think, goodness me, have you any chance of getting any sleep at all?
Well, harvest time, 3 in the morning, probably asleep, because what happens is they harvest until about 11 at night, and then the dew falls.
Oh, I see. Well,
and then they're sort of forced
to stop. I'm exaggerating
a
little, but they seem to be driving around all night in combine harvesters.
The people I always feel sorry for is the cauliflower harvesters.
Oh, right.
Because I don't know if you've noticed the fields of cauliflowers, which are all around us just now, muddy with poor people traipsing up and down them with a knife cutting cauliflowers. Well, one of the problems we've had this year, it's not been cold, it's been really mild, so it's not been cauliflower cheese kind of weather, so people haven't really eaten loads of cauliflowers. So what happens is they get too big too quick, they get left in the field, and they get eaten by sheep. So the cauliflower growers are really struggling just now market.
You can't do much about the weather, unfortunately, but I do feel for them, because if it's too hot, too dry, too wet, it depends on what you're growing, whether you're livestock or arable. It's and if you're a bit of a mixture, you've got everything going at the same time. Yeah.
So what do you like eating apart from burgers? We didn't actually get to the bottom of that.
Basically anything except for fish.
Except for fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah. That's good.
I'll tell you a story about a fishbone in a minute when we've got the microphones closed. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Caroline. That's really informative. So what's the logo we're looking for?
The red tractor logo. You won't see it so much in farm shops.
No.
But, you know, it's in everything. I mean, I'm talking about sugar and things like that. People forget that things like sugar are produced in the UK.
They are. Sugar beet is a major...
You've got cane sugar, you've got beet sugar. So the sugar beet is the British. So, you know, look out for that on... Yeah. Everything.
So the red tractor, thank you very much, Caroline. We'll have you in again in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Family matters permitting.
Yes.
And we'll talk a bit more about what's available locally. And in the meantime, we'll take a short break.
Putting the community back into local radio. This is Vectis Radio.